Welcome to Faithful Not Flawless. We are your hosts. I'm Carrie.
I'm Krista.
And I'm Julia.
And welcome to the podcast. We are so excited that you're here. And we are celebrating Easter on our podcast. And it's one of our favorite subjects. I personally love it. I know that they do too. Because this is the risen Savior.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he went to the cross. Huge sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus, for it. But this is when he arose.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is the excitement, and he will come again. And this is just amazing. This is just amazing. And the promise of our Savior and the hope that we have as Christians. And Julie just has some great things. I'm just going to let her dig into it. So
yes, we're so thankful for Easter, for the risen Savior. You know, like she said, you know, the death of Jesus, it took the death of Jesus to cover our sins, but he rose again.
Yeah.
And that's the power of our Savior.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to talk about the reason why we celebrate Easter is because of our resurrected Savior. And the true reason that we celebrate Easter is because of Jesus. It is because of his resurrection. It's not the little Easter bunny that hops around with jelly beans and eggs and all the candy, although that is super fun for the kids. Mm-hmm. But the true reason that we celebrate this is because our Savior is alive and he has risen, and he has taken the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. John 11:25-26. And I love this. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." That is the amazing thing about Jesus' resurrection, is he is the resurrection and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that whoever believes in him, we will, even though we die, I mean, our flesh will die. But if we believe in him, we will never die. We will live in eternity forever with him.
We have hope. Yeah.
And I just love that. Yeah. Now I'm going to read a little bit out of Matthew 28:5. And I really love this because the angel's talking to Mary.
Oh, I love this part.
Matthew 28:5. The angel said to the women, I love this because the first people to go to the tomb was women.
Yeah.
Right?
Women were the first people to talk to the angel and to learn about Jesus's resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
You guys. Women.
So cool.
So cool. So the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are here looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. Mm-hmm. He has risen just as he said.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see the place where he lay.
Yeah.
Then quickly go and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine? I just think about these women going to the tomb. You know, there wasn't really a proper burial time. So they're going with spices. They're going with linen. They're going to properly prepare their Savior's body, their friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to see an angel.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us probably would have passed out, you know? Seriously, you're not expecting to see an angel and he is there in the tomb and Jesus's body is gone. And he's saying he's risen. He told you he would.
I mean, even the guards couldn't withstand it.
No.
They fell as dead men.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So I can only imagine how Mary felt going to see Jesus's body after he was crucified. I mean, it had been laying in the tomb for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the time, if you're not quite familiar with the Easter, is that was the time of Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus was crucified on a Friday evening. And during that, it was Passover time. So during the Passover time, they didn't do burial. They like that was just, you know, a part of their tradition. You just didn't do that. So they put Jesus in a tomb, sealed it with a big rock, and he had been lying there for 3 days.
Yeah.
So the women didn't have time for that proper wrapping and spices and burial due to the Passover. So it had been 3 days since Mary saw her Savior.
Yeah.
The one who set her free.
Yeah.
If you don't know about Mary's story,
you need
to read in the Bible about how Jesus set Mary free.
Yeah.
He was her friend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He saved her when no one else could.
Yeah.
So Mary getting to the tomb, finding the stone rolled away and an angel being there and being told that Jesus rose again and his body was not there to tell others. I mean,
yeah.
Could you even imagine what Mary was feeling and thinking in that moment? Like, it just blows my mind. Like, if I was Mary, I was standing there and my Savior's gone.
Yeah.
Like, he's not in the tomb.
She rose up early.
Yes.
Like, she got up early because she was like, I am going to go see about my Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wake up and I'm going to get there to the tomb early. It was still dark when she got there.
Yes.
And the stone had been taken away.
Yeah.
And once she got the news, she ran first thing to Simon Peter.
Yeah.
Like, hey. And then she went to the other disciples. I think that's just amazing whom Jesus loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus tried to prepare the disciples for what was going to happen, but they truly could not comprehend it until it actually happened. So sometimes, no matter how much we try to prepare for something, we just never really know how it will go or how we'll react until it truly happens. The happiness, the maybe possible fear that the Romans, you know, were pulling something on them or trying to, you know, cause trouble for them by removing Jesus' body. Like, all the mixed emotions of that moment, all the emotions of being told Jesus' body was gone and he rose from the dead. I don't know about you, but I haven't seen someone come back to life personally.
Mm-mm.
I have not.
Mm-mm.
I have not seen that.
Mm-mm.
And it just, I'm sure that had to have been hard to comprehend and process. Because I know throughout the Bible, we read certain times in the Bible where one of the prophets, you know, raised someone from the dead. Jesus brought Lazarus forth, the little girl, you know, but not many people were around to see that. It was certain people there in those times.
Yeah.
And I think of how hard it had to be for Mary Magdalene to process, like, my Jesus truly has risen. Mm-hmm. He has come back to life. And I think how hard it was for her, but I don't think it really was that hard for her at all because Mary loved Jesus.
Yeah.
I think she had the faith.
She had the faith.
Mm-hmm.
But now Peter and Thomas, on the other hand, Peter had to see it for himself.
Yeah.
Thomas had to see it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we like that?
Mm-hmm.
When we have to see it, to believe it, even then God's told us, right?
And they ran.
Right.
They ran. And Peter, I think it's so funny that it says in the Bible, John 20, it says, so they ran together and the other disciple outran Peter.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having the Bible say someone outran you?
Right.
Way to go, Peter.
Right.
You did not win the race.
I think about Thomas because, you know, Peter ran. You're right. Peter ran and had to see. He had to go to the tomb. He had to see that Jesus' body was gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
Jesus had to appear to him in person.
He's like, that's okay. I'll show you.
Mm-hmm. And he said, look at my hands.
Yeah.
Put your hand in my nail scarred hands.
Yeah.
And I think in that very moment, Thomas's eyes are just completely opened.
Yeah.
And I really wonder if he ever thought to himself, how did I ever second guess that it was my Lord?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about how Peter, you know, kind of beat himself up, you know, when he denied Jesus 3 times and Jesus found him out in the boat, you know?
Yeah.
Really? He's reflecting how I denied my Savior 3 times.
Look how Jesus met each one of them in their own need.
Them.
Like he met the woman at the well. He met Thomas where he needed.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love our resurrected, risen Savior.
Yeah.
Even after everything that he just went through and rose again, he still took the time to come visit Peter, a one-on-one with him.
Yeah.
He still took the time to visit with Mary in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the time to show Thomas, It's real.
Yeah.
I'm real.
Yeah.
You don't have to doubt anymore, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to let that doubt enter into your mind and your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Here I am. Mm-hmm. Touch where my nail-scarred hands are.
Yeah.
This is for you. Yeah. This is for every generation after this. You know, he didn't just die for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He died for you. He died for me and for every person that is coming from behind us and before us and after us.
Yeah.
He saw all of that, not just the people there in the moment that he loved.
Mm-hmm.
He loved us all.
Yeah. I think it's amazing the people that Jesus affected his lifetime, and I mean beyond, obviously.
Yeah.
But how Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate, risked his own life, mm-hmm. went to Pilate and begged for Jesus' body.
Yeah.
And then Nicodemus, the one who met him in the night.
Yes.
He was part of the rulers and all the...
Yes, he was.
He was part of all that. He met Jesus, and Jesus met him at night. He took herbs, a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. And they took the body of Jesus. They took the body of Jesus
mm-hmm.
and bound the strips of linen with the spices.
Mm.
And it was their custom as to bury that way. I'm like, the one of the leaders who put him on the cross came with Joseph of Arimathea to bury and put those on Jesus to honor his life.
Mm.
Wow. Just wow. And then 3 days later, he's out of that linen, guys.
The veil was torn.
Yep. He took that cloth napkin and he folded it.
Yeah.
He left it in the tomb for them to see. Yeah. This is not an accident. Mm-hmm. This is the risen Savior, as I told you before.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and if I remember right, that custom was when you were finished was to fold your napkin.
Yes.
It was finished.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. It was finished.
It was. Said more than just once.
Right.
There it is. Yeah. It is done.
No, I think it's neat to see how each one of them, that Jesus met each one of them in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
As they, you know, Mary was one way. And then, mm-hmm. you know, how Thomas, mm-hmm. he had to literally put his fingers, you know, where they were.
Yeah.
And how Peter, you know, each one of them was different, just like us.
Yeah.
Each one of us are different. And mm-hmm. and with our faith, we have to see things differently.
Yeah.
And I love how that whole story just, you know, it reaches to each different kind of faith.
Yeah.
And he cared about that because he knew them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He knew them. He knows us.
Yeah. Right.
And he knows us enough to know what we need in our faith to be able to believe.
Yeah. I love that. And it's so true. You know, one day Jesus is going to return to mm-hmm. take his bride.
Yeah.
The ones who believe in him. And one day everyone will see it and believe it.
Yeah.
And my prayer is that you will be one of the ones who will go with him.
Yeah.
Who will be ready
mm-hmm.
and not staying on the earth watching.
Yeah.
And saying, I've missed it. You know, the resurrection of Jesus is real.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many parts. I think, man, how amazing it would have been to be there and to talk with Jesus.
Yeah.
And to see the miracles that he performed and the things that he did. And, you know, there were so many people who didn't believe that, who thought he was a fake.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought, you know, he was just like a magician. And I just wonder, after that moment of the cross and the resurrection, and then, you know, it says that people who have been dead a while came out of their graves.
Believers, yes.
And I think, you know, how mind-blowing that was for people like, you've been dead 30 years. And here you are walking the streets and talking to people and you are alive again. Like,
yeah.
At some point, did any of those people start to realize that really was the Messiah?
Just like they said,
yeah,
surely this man was the Son of God.
Yeah.
Right.
Some eyes were open that day.
Yeah.
the veil was torn.
Mm-hmm.
The veil was torn. And I love that. And we could not have the veil torn without Jesus.
No.
And I just thinking about, you know, being in that moment of walking to the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sitting an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And my Jesus is gone. And he's already ascended. He's you know, he's already transformed. He is, he is risen.
Yeah.
And to come back, to have that love, to come back and reveal yourself again.
Yeah.
To the ones who walked with you.
Yeah.
To say, I love you and I want to show you I am the Messiah. I am still here. I have risen and I have power and life, and I give you authority.
Mm-hmm.
I give you authority.
Yeah.
And I just love that like you said, he just approached each one of them in the way that he knew that they would need him to approach.
Mm-hmm.
I know he probably already knew Peter would be the first one mowing people over to get to the tomb. Mary would be the first person at the tomb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that Thomas would be having moments of doubt.
Yeah.
He already knew.
Mm-hmm.
He already knew.
He knew who needed to be there with the faith to believe.
Yeah.
Because you know that the three women that were there, well, it says more than three. It was says and several others.
Yeah.
And they went back to tell. This is funny because I like this part of the Bible, but the story, the guy thought that it sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, they went to check it out because the women told them that.
Right?
But I just thought it was funny because, I mean, you know, God knew who needed to be there to believe.
Yeah.
That had faith enough to believe, enough to go tell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not faith enough to be pondering it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think there's a difference in that. I think that just shows that sometimes we just need to be like these women that have that faith to believe what Jesus wants us to believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not have to think it sounds like nonsense. Because sometimes, you know, it can.
Yeah.
Things can sound like nonsense to us. But that God will show us and show us the truth.
Yeah.
The truth in it. And anyway.
Sorry, yeah, I think you're right. I think there was a very important role with the women being there first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus said, on the third day, I will be resurrected.
Yeah.
And Mary is up and going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's like, he said,
they didn't question the angel.
No.
They didn't question the angel. They believed it. And immediately they ran to tell the disciples.
Right.
And I'm sure the disciples all in this house, you know, the women come bursting through the door like we women do. Guess what? Talking over each other. We just saw an angel. And they're like, slow down. Tell us all.
Right.
And, you know, the faith to have no doubt that he rose from the grave, to race to the disciples and say, our Jesus has resurrected.
Early and expectant.
Yes.
He said this, and I am going to see.
Yeah.
I am going to see, because I know that's what he said.
I can't even imagine the joy.
Yeah.
And the awe of that moment of seeing him resurrected.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It is just awestruck and wondering, you know, to see the angel, to hear the word, to see him gone, and then him to come back and reveal himself. I have resurrected and I offer you resurrection life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, death, where is your sting?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, death, where is your sting?
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that death doesn't sting? No. We have all lost loved ones.
Yeah.
We have all dealt with grief and hurt and pain from losing people we love. But the promise of resurrection life is death no longer has the sting of never seeing our loved one again.
Yeah.
We have the promise of resurrected life, of being in eternity with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his sacrifice on the cross means. That's why we celebrate Easter, because he died
and he rose again so that we could have hope eternal. Okay. We could have eternal life with him in heaven. And anyone who believes in him, anyone who believes and says, Jesus, you are Lord, will be in heaven with him mm-hmm. for all eternity. Yeah. That is our hope. Mm-hmm. That is our resurrected Savior.